Well, it's woo-hoo, all aboard the ScoMo Express, a campaign bus which will spend the next 4 days ferrying the Prime Minister to a number of marginal seats around Queensland. Scott Morrison has hit the road in a bid to push past the shattering backlash in Wentworth and to try and sell the government's credentials on national security, spending on infrastructure and cost of living. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So the Coalition is defending a clutch of marginals in Queensland where they hold eight seats by less than 5%. There was also that 9% primary swing against the LNP in the Longman by-election, of course. Anecdotal evidence then suggested that Malcolm Turnbull was unpopular in Queensland. What do you think, Michelle? Would you expect Scott Morrison to fare any better?
Well, it's hard to know, really, because obviously there are a lot of general headwinds, quite apart from the personality of the particular Prime Minister. But what we do know is that Queensland is absolutely vital with that swag of seats, as you mentioned. I think this is quite an interesting tactic because it's more an opposition tactic, these bus tours. Indeed, I remember a bus tour that Kim Beazley undertook all those years ago when he was opposition leader and had a whole retinue of Canberra journalists aboard.
On the bus? Bill Shorten had a bus at the last election?
Yes, and the Beazley bus, they were fed pizzas and other sorts of not very healthy food. So it wasn't a health-filled trip, but it's showing that Scott Morrison thinks that he really needs to try and connect with people on the ground, and he will be spending a good part of this week doing that. And maybe it'll be interesting to see whether he has some bus trips in other states.
Yeah, it will be. It probably won't help. Well, he's had the bus outfitted now. He probably wants to get his money's worth. It probably won't help his cause that one of the most senior Queenslanders in the government, Steve Chobo, refused to say whether the government's better off under Scott Morrison, instead repeating people have moved on. But Michelle, Malcolm Turnbull goes solo on Q&A later this month. Is it proving more difficult for the Prime Minister to move on from the leadership spill than he may have hoped?
It is proving more difficult, and I think that people in the government are really uncertain about how toughly Malcolm Turnbull's going to play things between now and the election. He's obviously going to defend his legacy. He's obviously going to correct anything that's said that he believes is wrong, as we saw in the argument with Scott Morrison about the details of the Indonesian talks last week. But exactly what he's going to do and how strongly he's going to come out on issues is not yet clear. I think that front benchers, however, sort of saying, oh, well, that's all past, we've ruled a line under the leadership change. I don't think that'll wash with many people because it just seems to be completely underplaying the importance of throwing out a prime minister, which is fundamental, surely, and it can't be just treated like some other incident that just happened and nobody takes any notice anymore.
It didn't work. In fact, it backfired when Labor tried to do that, when they replaced Kevin Rudd with Julia Gillard. They tried to sort of move on pretty quickly, and that didn't work for them either, I don't think, Michelle, for the same reason. So, Michelle, Scott Morrison will be on board the ScoMo Express at the same time as the Electoral Commission is declaring Karen Phelps the winner in Wentworth. It's a swing away from the Liberal Party of almost 20%, tipping his government into minority status. What's your sense of how good Scott Morrison might be at managing a hung parliament? Karen Phelps just told us she hasn't spoken with him yet. Do you think he's got the dexterity to deal with this?
When he had to deal with some Senate items, social security type items, when he was minister, I think he was quite a good negotiator, but circumstances are different. We're running up to an election. I don't think that he has any problem actually staying in government. I don't think that the crossbenchers will vote for a censure motion, but I do think he'll have a lot of trouble negotiating details of any legislation because the crossbench know they've got a lot of power at the moment, and they're going to use it to show that they can deliver between now and when they face the voters next year. So it's going to be a tough ride for Scott Morrison.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.